How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello. And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
And I was trying to vary my rhythm there so that I would make it a bit more interesting. But I think I just fell into
slight.
The same rhythm.
It was very slight.
That's me. Very slight, you see.
Very
especially
slight.
Around the shoulders. That's why I can't.
All that gymming.
All that gymming. I've got to go today, actually.
Have you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Straight from here?
Well, I've packed my gym stuff with me, but we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I don't...
What day is it today? Is it a legs or an arms day?
It's an arms day today. Arms for the poor. And it's an almshouse day today. But, you know, I'll just see how I go. I'm not going to put myself under too much pressure. Do you know what I mean?
That's very good of you. Yeah, be kind to yourself.
I've got to be kind to myself. And
you do.
Don't even get me started. Like, the thing is, I'm so annoyed with the train company that serves my house.
Yeah, Tom, you're having a lot of issues train-wise currently, aren't you? You're late more frequently than normal.
I'm late more than I'm early at the moment because of these bastard trains. And I'm sorry to use the B word. But Southeastern Trains, I'm going to say it, I think they're the worst operator in the country. And I've been on all of them.
Wow.
And I had to stop myself tweeting because I thought this is not the sort of thing people want to read on Twitter because I didn't want to turn into one of those moany people that you end up unfollowing.
Yeah, that says things like, Vegemedia, I mean, is the internet working? That sort of thing.
Yeah, oh. You do have to...
I'm still waiting for a response from BT.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Nobody needs to read that in a way. But at the same time, I don't want to let them off the hook.
No, I always think, I've got nearly 9,000 followers. I'm going to tweet at you and then I'm going to delete the tweet.
That's what I did yesterday.
Who were you tweeting at yesterday?
At Southeastern Railway. So yesterday, my first train that I used was delayed. And then I was travelling back from Brixton. And the train I was going to get was... No, the train before I was going to get was cancelled. The next one they put on had four carriages. It was appalling. Like, people crammed on there. Children, like, were on there, like, could barely breathe. They were so, like, squashed
barely
in.
Barely breathe?
Yes,
Tom.
I'm going to say it.
It's so dramatic.
So dramatic. And then I turn up today to come here on the... Sorry, I'm getting in a rant mood here. But 25 past, train. We're supposed to get here at 1:45 to London Bridge.
Which means we can get a coffee and walk into the studio together.
Everything is civilised. What a lovely morning. Oh, sorry. Your train is 27 minutes late. So you should just get on the first one that comes in, which is a Cannon Street train, which is already 16 minutes late. And you can, but it doesn't. The Cannon Street train doesn't stop at London Bridge, but at least it gets you to London. And then I had to walk all the way from Cannon Street.
But at least you have an anecdote.
At least I've got a story to tell. But I don't, what are we going to do? I just think they're so awful.
Well, why are they so awful?
Because they're always a bit late and they don't care.
Is it because of the train company? Is it because of funding? Or is it because of... What's the ish with them?
Well, they'd probably say it's signalling problem. Or yesterday it was like poor quality of track.
I mean, we can't start doing that.
What does that even mean? It all just sounds a bit euphemistic. And also, why is it, you know, you cancel one train and then the next one you put a four-carriage train, four carriages like a bus. I just think it's ridiculous.
When was the last bus that you got on that had four carriages?
No, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Maybe a bendy bus had two carriages.
Yeah, they're quite large.
They are quite large, designed for getting people on and off very quickly.
Well, it didn't work. I'll tell you what, one knocked me off my bike once.
Did it, Susie?
The arse of it swung round.
You have to be so careful on your bike. Well, you have to be cautious if you're a cyclist.
You do, I know. I always wear my helmet.
I'm glad to hear that.
Knocked me onto the pavement.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Were you trying to overtake it, though?
No, it just didn't see me because it was so long.
So long. Oh, my God.
It was about 5 years ago. I'm fine. I've lived.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the point that I'm going to tell everyone on the podcast I'm actually a ghost.
Oh, my God. That would be
a great reveal.
That would be a great
reveal. Was it 56? 57?
I think so.
By the way, guys, did I mention I'm a ghost?
What?
Tom's
great
mad.
Twist.
Tom's
great
mad.
Twist. And all it's been is just me talking to myself.
And no one listens.
And no one listens. Wouldn't that be a great twist only to my life?
I mean, if we were in the play of your life. And it would be a twist in as much as like, oh, he was really mad.
Yeah. Oh, so lonely.
Oh, that's...
Even more lonely.
Quite sad.
That's quite sad. But, hey.
Hey. So the theme this week
yes.
is being a grown-up.
Yes. Yes. Which is very overwhelming.
Stressful.
Very stressful. When did you feel like you were a grown-up?
I guess when I first moved to London. So I would have been 18.
Right, 18. That's so young.
And sort of cooking for myself and working out how to do things and learning how to, I don't know, make my own bed. Not make it, but like, you know, change all my sheets and do all my washing.
It's so young,
making
though,
everything just so. Yeah, and I lived in the tiniest room in a tiny flat.
In
Streatham.
Streatham. I didn't know that's where you... God, that must have been terrifying.
Yeah, and I'm moving in with people that I didn't really know.
Oh, my God. Susie, that is so brave. Do you still keep in touch with those people?
I'm Braveheart.
You're such a Braveheart about
Thank
it.
Thank you. I am still in touch with them, yes.
Were they nice people to
live
with?
They were lovely people, yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Everyone was very nice. They were from my drama school, but I just hadn't met them yet.
Right.
Just haven't met you yet. It's almost the Michael Bublé season, isn't it?
Almost.
Almost times for the boobs.
You know, just this, so many, this dearth of Christmas big band albums.
Love them.
Who's going to do one next? You know.
Love it.
It's getting ridiculous, Susie. No. It's getting ridiculous. We're going to have Maureen from Driving School releasing one next.
I can't wait for hers.
It's going to be brilliant.
I'd love to do one.
You probably could, to be honest.
Everyone's doing one.
Everybody, that big band is sat there all the time.
Just
getting ready to do Sleigh Bells Ring. Bah, 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 bah. Or maybe not even Christmas ones, like just, you know, like big band classics.
Love a big band classic.
I mean, I do, but I don't know if I need to hear it from every Tom, Dick and Harry. I'm sorry, Susie. You know how I feel about Christmas.
Well, I don't know why you feel like that.
I don't know either.
You're being a miserable so-and-so about it.
I am a bit, aren't I?
But you like the lead up to Christmas because you like festive drinks.
I do like a festive drink, and I like maybe a snowball.
A mulled wine?
Do you know what? I'm not mad on a mulled wine. I think it's overrated.
Oh, do you? What about a hot cider?
I like a hot cider, yes. I feel like that's got more of a thing to it.
What about, like, you know, a little bit of snow, a few carol singers?
I mean, sure, yeah, but, you know.
A row with a loved one? What's not to love about Christmas?
Such a lovely time of year. I just feel like carol singers don't come around anymore.
No, they don't.
Do they ever come around to you in Portsmouth?
No.
Too far out in the countryside.
Well, we've got big dogs. They die.
That's why. The dogs. Maybe you have had carol singers and your dogs just ripped them to shreds, ate them. What a shame.
When did you first feel like an adult?
Just today.
Really?
When I had to deal with that train.
That was the first time ever?
Well, there's always that thing, isn't there, I think, of going, I'm not an adult. I still feel like that in my mind. Like, I'm only 8.
Yeah.
But I suppose being able to deal with people, sometimes being a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
And not letting it overwhelm you. Like, as a child, if someone was abrupt to me, I would have cried.
Right.
But now I don't do that so much. Now I just go, well, they've got that. They're on their journey.
Oh, you're very good at saying that about people.
Yeah, they're on their journey. Let them go.
Yeah.
You don't know where they came from. You don't know where they're going.
Let them go.
But let's hope it's hell.
Let's hope it's the fiery, fiery pits of the underworld. I think that often. I think I wish I was 7, not 8, 7. I don't know why.
What? Yeah, 7 was quite a nice age, I think. 7, 8 I quite liked.
Yeah, just would love to be at school making some sort of snowman with cotton wool.
You would be at the moment, wouldn't you? There'd be lots of preparation for Christmas at the moment.
Well, would you? I don't know if you'd just do that the final week. You might do sort of the Christmas story.
Would you be rehearsing for that?
Maybe.
Maybe putting the decks up soon?
Putting the decks up soon, yeah. I guess the 1st of December.
Oh, yeah.
Some people have already got the decorations up. Do you know this?
I'm glad you brought that up, Susie, because I do have some reservations about that.
Okay, tell me your thoughts.
Well, I think anybody who puts their Christmas decorations up at this time of year is a basic bitch.
A basic bitch. Now, basic bitch is something that's come into your vernacular...
Very recently.
Very recently, and you're really getting involved with it.
Very involved with it. I'm like, why is it... You can't put up your Christmas decorations in November. You're not a shop.
Take them down.
I feel like knocking on their windows going, take them down, it's not Christmas yet.
Well, so what time would you put up your Christmas decorations?
2 weeks before.
Up on the 24th, down on the 26th.
In a way, I would. Because I always think it's so sad when the Christmas tree stood there going into January.
And it's like, you don't love me anymore.
Yes.
I was only here for 2 weeks and now I'm leaving. I'm goodbye.
Oh, well, that's such a sad
all of my pines are falling off of me. All of the presents are gone. Everyone's eaten all the chocolate ones. Just let me out of my misery. And then there's that horrible day, isn't
horrible
there?
Horrible day.
You walk down the road and there's all these sad Christmas trees.
Sad, dead Christmas trees everywhere.
I grew for 4 years.
And then, like, and then chopped
down. 2 weeks.
And then died
someone's
in
house.
Someone's overheated house. Yeah.
See, I now live on my own.
Of course.
And I was saying to friends, do I put up a Christmas tree?
Of course.
Is it not a bit bleak to put it up
in
by myself?
The bleak bit. I did it once after I'd been dumped. Sorry, put that in parental terms. Sorry.
Just in case anyone was wondering how it happened. Go on, Tom.
No, I was just going to say, I was dumped. I was talking from my perspective.
Sure.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, go on, Tom, go on.
And I did feel a bit, but I then, you know, it did sort of cheer me up a bit. I mean, what are you going to do? When are you going to head to your mum and dad's for Christmas?
I don't know yet. Maybe a few days before, 4 days before. I've got lunch with you at some point in my diary, but I put it in over 3 days because I was drunk when I put it in, so I'm not sure which one we're actually doing.
I thought it was a Sunday.
Right, I've got a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
No, so. I've got a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday as well. So we've got that.
We've got a 3 day lunch at the Bull.
We've got, yeah, at the Bull.
A Christmas lunch at the Bull with Tom.
Yeah.
For 3 days.
For 3 days.
I've blocked out 3 days for it.
It could be. It's a bit Bromley in there.
So could we drink straight through?
Yeah, but everyone will be like, oh my God, what's that? Why are they drunk? Oh my God, they're so drunk. Oh my God. Lots of people in like a fur gilet.
Oh, right. With a pair of Uggs on.
Indubitably. And big nails.
And their child's dressed exactly. Child's? Or daughter's dressed exactly the same.
Exactly the same. And the son will be dressed exactly like the father.
Sort of a Ben Sherman tucked in with a pair of Timberland boots.
You know it. Yeah, yeah. And they'll be like, all right, Steve. All right, yeah, how are you doing, mate? Yeah,
is everyone perfect. Called Lee?
Everyone's called Lee or Steve. And the women will all be called, what were they? I'm trying to think of it.
Sharon?
Maybe not a Sharon, maybe more of...
Shelley?
Shelley. I remember at my school, there was a girl called Michelle. But she's like, actually, it's not Michelle, it's Michelle.
Yeah, funny when people do that, isn't it?
Really funny.
Okay, Shelley, bye.
Okay, Shelley. but we'll go there. We'll have a nice lunch there.
That's exciting.
Get really drunk. But you could go, if you're going away, I was going to say you could just put up some lights and then they're easy to take down if you come back, say, in the new year.
That's very true.
Then you have the, because I just think the lights are the best bit. They give a cosy glow, don't they to any room.
They give a cosy glow, Tom. You're right.
I'm all about the subtle lighting. I get so upset if people leave the big lights on.
Yes, you've said this before.
Bad lighting is the bugbear of my life.
Because you feel like you look bad in bad lighting, or just because?
Just the ambience it
And you're
creates.
Always holding that reflector, aren't you?
That's I always walk around with that.
That silver reflector.
Oil disc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that you're always in a nice light in case someone wants to take a quick picture.
Just in case someone wants to snap me.
Snap, snap.
Snap, snap.
What's the Christmas decks like in your house? Does your mum go all out?
Well, so we got a real Christmas tree from, what's his name? I don't know. Somebody I don't know.
Steve Lee.
And it died. And I said, why are we going to this man? We should go to B&Q. So we're going to go to B&Q this year and buy a real tree. Mum was toying with the idea of getting a fake one, though.
My mum's got a fake one.
Is this a recent thing? Or did you always have a
We've
fake one?
We've always had a fake one.
Well, we always used to. And then Mum and Dad went, we're going to go real. Around about the time they got a silver television. But now they're going back to fake.
Changed.
Tell us, what happened with yours?
Mum's got a red one.
Daring. Oh, lovely.
And a red Christmas tree, which is quite a look. It's a statement piece, sure.
I like
but
that.
But she does it very nice.
I'm sure.
And then we've got, our house is like, you know the, is it the 7 stages of the cross? Or the 12 stages of the cross in church?
I think it's the 12, I think.
Well, we have sort of the 12 stages of Santa.
Oh, when he was crucified for our sins.
When he was crucified for, a lot of people don't know that Christmas story. So the first one is like Santa in the workshop.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
The second one is him looking at a list, but sat down.
Of course, he's an older man.
Then him wrapping presents. And these are like wooden sculpted things.
Oh,
like,
I think Mum
added one every year for years.
Wow.
And then there's one of him sort of in his outdoor clothes.
Oh.
In the classic red.
Of course.
Because when he's indoors, he wears a check shirt and braces. He didn't know, did you? But you do from the 7 stages.
Oh, now I would know
the 12
that.
Stages.
A check shirt. That's a lovely look for Santa.
You'd probably fancy him.
Probably. You know how I like a guy in a check shirt and braces.
And then him looking at the list with a magnifying glass.
Oh, because his eyes have gone. You think you get a free eye test at that age?
You don't know. Well, do we know what it's like in the North Pole?
You don't know what the conditions are for the elderly there.
And then him dropping off presents, and then him in his sleigh.
Does he ever make it home?
No.
Did you ever become a fan of the Mel Smith Christmas story? The one that was narrated by Mel Smith and had, my brother was obsessed with it. And
no,
Santa Claus had the line, "Another blooming Christmas." And it was all that Santa was a bit annoyed with Christmas and he used to enjoy. Well, it was basically what he did for the rest of the year. He had a nice holiday. But then it's like, oh, I've got to go and get ready for Christmas now. Another blooming Christmas.
And did your brother think it was hilarious?
My brother thought it was delightful, yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't. I remember watching sort of Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Of course.
Or actually, I hadn't seen that until quite recently. Now that's become a new tradition.
We went to see it at the cinema.
Did you?
Yeah.
See, they do it at the PCC, at the Prince Charles Cinema in town.
I went to the sing-along, cried my eyes out.
People at the sing-along get way too into it.
Yeah.
Well, there was a woman next to me that was harmonising with Kermit.
People who do that. Yeah, fuck off.
It's
stupid.
Like musical theatre people that harmonise at birthday parties.
I was about to say that. Musical theatre people who do that for happy birthday.
And I love musical theatre.
And I love birthdays. But enough is enough. Come on, we've all had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Birthday to you.
Oh, it's the worst. All of them need to be punished.
How would you punish them?
By God, an act of God.
An act of God, force majeure.
Force majeure, yeah.
And then it rained down on all of the musical theatres in the West End. Ones that were housing plays and classics were completely fine.
They were fine. But yeah, I always find that unbearable. Unbearable. I mean, I like a desk. I love a desk and on Once in Royal David City. Once in Royal David City. Or Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Yes, very nice.
Nice desk and on that.
I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of a round. I'm a big fan of a harmony.
I'm a big fan of a round. I was doing it as a round.
Yeah, I liked it.
I know. I do like a good carol, actually.
Oh, I love seeing a carol.
Just the woman carol.
Do you think women called Carol at all have to like deal with that all Christmas?
Yeah, they must be like, "When's your birthday, Carol?" And then like, "Actually, I'm born in June."
Yeah, but people are like, "Should we have a carol?" Not you!
Yeah, they probably do, don't they?
Does your name ever get confused for anything?
Yes.
Like Dom?
Oh, yeah, John.
John.
When I worked in an office, people thought I was called John Adams when I'd leave voicemails for people. John Hello, Adams. I'd like to speak to John Adams, please.
That's one of my dad's best friend's names.
Is it?
Well, Johnny Adams, but yeah.
Maybe I was channeling him.
Maybe you were. He's a lovely guy.
Well, there you go.
Because I sometimes get, "Excuse me."
What? When
I think when people say Susie. I think people are saying Susie, but they're saying, "Excuse me."
Is that what you put on your Starbucks cup?
Yeah, excuse me.
I.
No, you've been a real basic bitch with the Starbucks.
Thank you for saying that, Susie. Yes, I have. Really basic.
So you've been having a toffee nut latte?
Well, you got me into that one. That was in the gingerbread latte. After I was prepositioned at that service station.
Oh my God. Tell our dear listeners the story.
What was that service station actually, Susie? Can you remember? I was trying to tell someone which one it was and they were saying, what was it, Fleet?
It might have been Fleet.
Or was it South Mimms?
It wasn't South Mimms.
Which is our favourite.
Our favourite because it sounds like a euphemism.
It does, doesn't it?
Susie
pointed out.
She's had some terrible trouble with her South Mimms, but we're not talking about it.
She's getting her South Mimms done. And anyway, wherever the service station was, I went into the gents. Susie went in to the ladies. We meet outside.
As per.
We meet outside. It doesn't have gender neutral bathrooms. It's not that forward thinking, the service station.
Well, of course not.
So I walk in there and I went to use a cubicle because I don't like to use the urinal. I find it a little bit awkward. So anyway, I'm trying to find a cubicle to go in.
Mm-hmm.
They're all full. A lot of nervous people, I imagine.
Sorry, they're all full or they're awful?
Oh, they're all occupied.
Thank you.
Sorry. And then this man is coming out of one, so I thought, oh, well, I'll just go in there. And as he comes out, he goes over to use the urinal. Now, that's strange, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you don't...
You wouldn't use both.
Yeah, you wouldn't do half and half.
You know, even if you want to get your money's worth, you wouldn't.
Also, you don't have to pay in the service station.
You don't even have to pay. So, I mean, yeah, at a station, sure. 15p for each.
Yeah.
So, I went in there. Went for a wee, came out, it was a touchless flush, which I think is the hallmark of the modern era. I don't want to touch anything while I'm in there.
No.
Come out, and the guy's still standing there at the urinal. And I thought, what's happening there? And I sort of looked over and he was looking at me. I thought, that's strange. Washed my hands, went over to dry them. And he's still looking at me while I'm on the Dyson. And
Not a euphemism.
Although somebody was talking about, like, has a Dyson hand dryer ever been used for sexual pleasure? Anyway, that was another conversation. And then he's still looking at me, and then he gestures with his head as if to go, do you want to come over here? I mean, he's doing this.
You literally ran into the waitress to tell me
what
happened.
I ran back to tell you. And do you know what? There were other people there who, like I say, looked like they were builders or plasterers or something. I mean, I'm basing that just on the basis of the fact that they were wearing jogging bottoms. But there were people around.
How rude.
How rude.
Do you think he recognised you from the 8 out of 10 Cats?
Or maybe the Great British Bake Off, Extra Slice. Well, I don't know, Susie, but I felt so flustered by it.
I would have too.
So flustered, I ran back into the service station. And then you said, why didn't you get a gingerbread latte to calm yourself down?
I did, it's true.
It was quite a morning.
It was quite a morning.
And as I said to you, it's a beautiful day.
It's you just don't think that's going to happen, do you, in the fleet services?
I just didn't imagine it would. I never thought it would happen to me. I just sort of thought, like, I've got Susie waiting outside.
I can't be carrying on with this sort of carry on.
Can't be having this sort of carry on. Not a euphemism for luggage. And it's a beautiful day. I thought, what are you doing, you know, hanging around indoors? Get outside and do it.
Get outside. No, not outside, outside.
No.
Not in this weather. It's ever so cold.
Oh, yeah, that would be worse. That would be worse than putting your bits in a Dyson hand dryer.
Oh, I shan't be doing any of that.
I shan't be either, not even at Christmas. So it's quite a drive. That was our lovely drive to Wrexham.
Rectum.
Which we had a lovely time in the end.
We had a lovely time in Wrexham.
It did take a while to get there, though.
Oh, that was too long.
It was quite a long
drive. I can't wait until you can learn to drive.
I can't wait until I can learn to drive.
Oh, until you can drive.
Either or, really.
You are learning currently.
It's, yeah, shout out to Simon.
Simon.
My driving instructor who does not listen to this podcast.
Simon, text in.
Text in. Ooh.
What happened then? Did your voice just break?
No, I nearly said sext in. Don't sext in, Simon, please.
Maybe that's the message that guy was getting in that toilet.
Oh, maybe I told him to sext in.
Yeah.
Strange, though. Funny business.
Very bizarre.
Very funny business.
And then you thought that you saw him and then you didn't know if it was him.
And then I was explaining the story to Susie and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I've just told this story and the man's standing right in front of us in the queue in Starbucks.
And then it turned out he just had a twitch.
And then it just it was just another man in jogging bottoms. Turns out there's a lot of them around that way.
Well, there you go.
There you go. I mean, no judgment.
No judgment.
But
all God's children.
All God's children, as David Mills would say. David Mills, friend of this podcast. Is he actually? We haven't had him on this.
No,
he would be a good.
Though.
He would
be
a good guest. We haven't had a guest for a while.
No, maybe we should have a couple before Crimbo.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? A Christmas party.
Oh, let's have a Christmas party with one.
With one person. We were also talking about, like, on that journey, about, like, what sort of, how we sort of try and tick list who our perfect partners would be.
Yes, yes.
What were yours again, Susie?
My next perfect partner, I'd like her to be a doctor.
That's right.
With a sausage dog.
Yeah.
In walking distance.
Yeah.
That also could cut my hair.
Yes, there was a hairdresser. There was also mention of a chef, I think.
I'd like her to be able to cook.
Okay.
And for her to be really fit.
Yeah, sure, the last one really fit, yeah.
So,
yeah.
If you live in Hoxton and that's you...
Do...
I'm willing to go out to the further Shoreditches, maybe out to the Stoke Newingtons.
Oh!
Do you know what? I might even say into the Square Mile, but any further than that. Like, let's not go crossing the river.
Would you go on the Central Line, maybe one or two stops?
One or two, sure.
How far would that take us? Mile End?
Mile End.
Would you go to Stratford? They've got a Westfield.
If she could cut my hair as well, probably.
Okay, all right. So we know where the... parameters lie on this topic.
And what was yours?
Bearded, taller than me, but maybe not, maybe my height.
Or maybe shorter.
Or maybe shorter. Maybe ginger, but maybe dark hair.
Maybe glasses, maybe not.
Glasses preferable, but if not glasses, that's fine. It would be great if they were American. It would be great if they spoke a foreign language.
Yep.
Good with dogs, not bothered about cats.
Get on with your mum.
Could integrate well with the mum.
That's my big thing too.
Yes, it's important.
Needs
though.
To get on with the mum. The mum is.
Well, you don't want to have a stress. I do feel for those people who are like,
my mother-in-law,
or like, oh, I can't stand his mother, or like, you know what I mean? Those sort of couples. I just sort of think,
oh yeah,
well,
that's terrible.
Very unhealthy.
Yeah. No, she's got to get on with the mum.
Yeah.
And the pups.
Yeah.
I think all of
meant,
them.
When I thought you meant pups, as in
puppies.
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 No, I meant pops.
Oh yeah.
The old pub.
We want someone who's gonna fit in with everybody.
Yeah.
And
so if you're out there, so what is it, Tom? Bearded or not?
Bearded or not bearded.
Taller or shorter.
Don't mind.
American preferably.
Yeah, American.
Glasses preferably. Or no glasses?
Glasses, yeah, maybe reading glasses.
Ginger or dark hair?
Ginger or dark hair.
But if you're blonde, still get in touch?
Yeah, that's fine too.
What about bald?
That's fine, yeah.
That's very good of you.
Yeah, that's fine. Danish is a big plus.
Okay, so American Danish.
I always fancied myself a Danish. Yeah, an American Danish mix.
Okay, cool.
Who speaks French. And who'd just be quite dependable.
Right.
The sort of person who would be...
Works?
Yeah, works.
What kind of job?
Something practical. Maybe a warehouse manager.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe...
What about like a carpenter?
Yeah, and I'll
like
be
Jesus.
His lady. Yeah, yeah.
You'll be his lady.
If I was a carpenter and you were my lady, would you call her da-da-da? Would you have my baby? It's a good song. I can't remember who it's by.
I think you've made that up.
It's definitely a song. I wouldn't have been able to put that much of a tune to it because if I'd made it, I'd be like, woo!
I think you're lying. okay, so that's... It feels like he's probably out there in the...
Well, I thought if I hang out in enough public toilets and service stations, I mean, surely he'll come.
Surely one day your prince
someday.
Will come.
Yes. Yes. Someday he'll come along. But I, you know, I don't hold out too much hope. Just somebody who's... So, do you know what I would like? I was thinking this yesterday. Somebody will be like, come on, we're going home now. I've had enough of this. Someone will be like...
Oh, right. At the end of a party.
Yeah. Or like at the end of a show or so. At the end of something, be like, come on, you've had enough.
Come on, let's go home.
Let's go home. You need to get home. And I'd be like, man, I don't want to go home.
You want someone to take you home and to tuck you in.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of. And be like, in the morning, like, you were a mess last night. I'd be like, oh, sorry.
But here's a coffee.
Thanks for the coffee.
Let's go out Bernard. And have some breakfast. Bernard.
Yeah. Like, shall I treat you to breakfast? He'd be like, all right, then. And then we'll get in our car and we'll have...
What kind of car will you have?
Either a small car, which will make him look even bigger, or... Because I'm not, you know, I'm not averse to, my traditional type is chunky and kind.
Chunky kind eyes.
Chunky and kind eyes, that's what they call him. Or maybe a small car, or maybe a Jeep.
A Jeep? Would he always be wearing sort of safari outfit?
Yes, and a pith helmet.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's quite niche again.
Yeah, so I just want to, because you're sort of back in, you're in the dating game. I'm not quite there yet.
Well,
so
take, you know, give yourself some time, Suze. You're being very,
so let's,
been through a lot.
I've been through a lot. As Tom said, I was dumped.
I just mentioned that I was dumped. I had a long tube journey listening to Amy Winehouse. Cried the whole way up the Northern
Line. Oh, it's really hard crying on a tube. I've been that girl just in the last month, just crying on tubes.
It's awful.
Crying on
no
public
one,
transport.
Of course, sees it. No one asks if you're okay.
No, ain't no one asks you're okay. And a lot of people look at you as if to say, has she been dumped or has her mother died?
Yeah, should I say, are you okay? And then, you know, it's so difficult.
It's very hard.
But it's quite emotional sometimes being on the tube.
It's a lot of emotion.
Tears dry on their own, I listen to.
Oh, but they don't.
It turned out they don't when they keep coming.
Oh, God, terrible.
But it's good to cry sometimes.
It's great to cry sometimes. Mm. So let's go through. We're coming to the end of the podcast. We're talking about being grown up today.
Oh.
And being grown up is putting out to the world what you want.
It's putting out.
It's putting out. Thanks for listening to that, Lander Friends. Put out more, if anything. So, are you out there, fat or not? American, preferably. Part Danish.
Yeah.
Speaks French.
Yeah.
Can drive.
Yeah.
Wears check shirts.
Preferably.
With a beard.
Yeah.
And glasses or reading glasses.
Yeah.
Works as some sort of warehouse manager. Or with your hands somehow?
Somehow. Or at least is a bit practical.
A bit practical.
Like, I fix the fridge.
Would enjoy telling Tom off when he's drunk.
Yeah, would keep me in line.
And would get on with the Allen family.
And would get on with the family. And would be like, I went around to see your mum.
Do you want to go out with me?
I mean, one would say, or...
Except
or
for the beard.
Are pointing to.
And I'm quite trim at the minute.
You are
it's
quite
that
trim.
That breakup diet. That breakup diet, I've never looked better.
Oh. Yes. Well,
should we get married?
I think that's what this is. This has been the conclusion to this.
Oh my God! Is it the end of the podcast?
It's the end of the podcast. They got married.
Because we're off to the church.
Would you like a church wedding? Do you think?
Oh, Tom, she's just left me. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. But then you know when it happens.
What? So I can what the next girl I meet? I say right. Just so you know.
I want a church wedding.
I want a church wedding. A dash.
You need to be this.
Can you cut my hair because I like it trimmed a lot?
Yeah.
Are you a doctor? Because I often think that
could
I'm ill.
Could you retrain? Yeah. Do you often think you're ill?
Not often, just like...
Is this? Yeah.
I have a lot of that. Is this cancer?
We all do, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of that.
Oh, God, I've got a terrible headache. Or is it?
Yeah.
I've got heartburn. Or is it?
I've started getting headaches. That's a grown-up. Getting headaches. Turning into my mother. Oh,
you
I've
are turning into your mother.
Headache. Pass me the headache tablets.
Pass me the headache tablets. Mum uses that forehead stuff. It's like deep.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Does it work?
She won't leave the house without it.
Really? Where did she put it? On the temples or all the way across the front?
In the eyes.
In the eyes.
No, temples and across the top.
Oh.
It is nice.
Oh. Wow.
Well, as ever, thank you for listening to Like Minded Friends.
Thank you so
much.
Just
a little reminder, Tom's show is at the Soho Theatre this week.
Yes, we had the first night last night.
How was it?
When recording this. It was absolutely lovely. I had such a lovely time and there were so many nice people. It's on quite a bizarre set that's there from the
play. So I saw it.
It's Ada Edmondson's play, which is on before, which looks brilliant. But it is kind of a bizarre sort of set to be doing it on. And it's a raked stage that I have. So you're on a raked stage?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Well, listen, go and see Tom, 9 o'clock, all this week at the Soho Theatre.
Yes, if you can. And then Susie's Soho run is on sale for the...
30th and 31st of January, and then the 1st of Feb.
Yes, end of January, beginning of Feb.
And then we've got two more tour shows this year,
yes,
which is
Bridport
and Brighton.
Brighton
Comedia. And then we've got lots going in for next year.
Yes, absolutely.
They actually go all the way up to June, sporadically. I mean, we're not on tour for that long. But we're going to loads of places. They've not all been announced yet because we're still firming up dates. But if you want to come and see the shows, which we hope that you do, have a look on tomindeed.com/shows.
Yes, Susie. And or susieruffle.co.uk/tour.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's just taken a year and a
this
bit.
This marriage is going so well.
And we always like you to get in touch. So we do, if you want to get in touch, if you want to suggest a topic maybe that you'd like us to talk about, you can always email us at chat2likemindedfriends@gmail.com or tweet us at Tom Allen Comedy or at Susie Ruffle.
Yes. Yes, do tweet. We love tweets.
I feel like that was a really adult way to end the show.
Yeah.
I've really got my shit together on the show.
Really sharp on it, Suze.
Thanks,
really
guys.
Sharp on it. You're doing great.
Thank you for listening to Like Minded Friends, and we look forward to chatting to you next week.
Next week. Bye.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.